Tom, please can you put the words on the screen? Now all the words in the left-hand column have something in common. Can the youngsters tell me what those words in the left-hand column have in common? Any thoughts? What's the same about them all? What do they have in common? Yes, you can discuss it with one another. Are you going to be brave, Catherine, and take a guess? That's right, yes, yeah. They're all sources of power. Now, the words in the right-hand column I've mixed up, but they all tie in with those in the left-hand column. So I'd like you to tell me which word in the right-hand column goes with the word in the left-hand column, and we'll start right at the top. So what word in the right-hand column goes with the word gas? Gas something. What word goes with gas? James. Correct, yes, gaslight. And many years ago, James, the street lighting was gaslighting. I can still remember a few gaslights around. So that would be, what, the 1950s and 60s? Yeah. So what word goes with diesel? A word that goes with diesel. Yes. Correct. Diesel engine, yes. Yeah. And of course we get those on the railway, don't we? We get diesel engines. Yeah, although they're being replaced very much by electric trains, aren't they? I think there are still diesel engines around, aren't there? I'll take that as a yes. What word goes with hydroelectric? Any ideas? Hydroelectric. James. It is hydroelectric dam. Yes. And I think you've got quite a few of those in the north of Scotland, and they produce electricity. What word goes with horse? Yes. Correct, yes, horsepower. Yeah, we talk of horsepower. What word goes with solar? Yes? Solar panel, correct, yes. Yeah. A petrol. What word goes with petrol? The BB's very quiet. Any ideas in the BB of what goes with petrol? No, right? Well, you're honest. Have to go back to the guides. Yes. Correct. Yes. Petrol pump. Yes. Wind. What word goes with wind, Catherine? Windmill. Yes. We occasionally see windmills around, don't we? Yeah. A nuclear what? Yes. Reactor, correct. Yes, a nuclear reactor. An oil What goes with oil? Yes. An oil well, yes. We have a lot of those in the North Sea, don't we? And also in the Middle East. And out of those wells we get oil. And finally, coal. Yes. Coal mine, yes. We've still got a few in this country, but if you go back to, say, the 1950s and 60s, there were many coal mines, particularly in places like Yorkshire, Durham, Nottinghamshire. But even in the south, there were some coal mines in Kent, in the southeast. But an awful lot of them have closed down. Of course, coal mines in Scotland as well. Yeah. Well, thank you for that help. When you think of it, we depend an awful lot on sources of power. And if those sources of power run out, we soon get into difficulty. And so one of the great quests in today's society is for renewable sources of energy or renewable sources of power. But there's a source of power which is even more important for Christians. And that source of power is the Holy Spirit. And it's something that God gives to his people. And the risen Lord Jesus said to the disciples, he promised them that God would give them the Holy Spirit. He said, I am sending you a gift. God's promised gift. So stay here in this city until you are armed with the power from above. And on the day of Pentecost, that's Whit Sunday, the Holy Spirit came upon those first disciples suddenly and unexpectedly. And it changed them from fearful believers to fearless witnesses to the risen Lord Jesus. And the great thing, of course, is God gives his Holy Spirit to all Christians, to you and to me. And Paul, writing his letter to the Ephesians, says that he prays that God may grant you his strength and power through the Holy Spirit in your ear, in your inner being. So whoever we are, and however weak or powerless we may feel, remember that God, through his Holy Spirit, can take and use us in ways beyond our imagination. And so Pentecost, or Whit Sunday, is a reminder for us every year of God's promised gift, the power for living. Thank you for your help with that address.